Love DC? DC loves you back with DC Love Scratchers from the DC Lottery, featuring cash prizes of over $1 million. Now that's a lot of love. Play the latest DC Love Scratcher celebrating cherry blossoms only from the DC Lottery. It's fun to play. Oh my God, I'm already loving the show. This is so much fun.
Okay.
I feel like I can vote for this.
Oh yeah, do it. Do your own.
It's a podcast.
You guys, it is Monday. We are already drinking, and I have a very special guest.
It's Man Crush Monday.
It is Man Crush Monday with Justin Stewart, who is one of the producers at Fox 5 here in DC, a friend of mine. It is so cool. I think you're like the first, I mean, obviously aside from Paul, because Paul and I knew each other from, that's how we met at Fox like years ago. But I think you're the first Fox 5er to ever be a co-host on the Hey Fresh podcast.
How is that possible, Sarah?
I don't know. Maybe that's terrible.
You just met me like 2 years ago.
What does that say about my other Fox 5 family? That's like not very good.
That's because you're shady.
I am shady, aren't I? You know what I've realized over the past couple of weeks? Because you were there when we went through the whole Michael Brown thing, the whole thing.
Girl. I wanted to strangle you.
But
I know you, so it was like, Sarah.
Well, I'm a shady motherfucker.
Wait, yeah, but...
But you probably expected that out of my mouth.
No, I didn't expect that one, but it's okay. Like, I know you, and I know that you have a kind heart, and I know the type of person you are, so it was just like... But we had a conversation...
We did,
like,
yes.
3 days later afterwards.
Yeah, you and I were on the same page.
We were on the same page, we talked, and... Yeah.
Did you tune into my podcast? I did a podcast about it.
Yeah,
and
I heard about it. Yeah.
Which,
I'm glad
absolutely.
You did. I'm glad you took you had the kahunas to actually do it.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Oh my God. I always want to own my shit. And you have to learn from it, right? Because no matter who you are, no one's perfect. We're in this media light. You know, we make mistakes all the time. Ours are just a lot more public.
Right.
And
that's because we have followers.
We have followers.
If no one knew who we were, it would be different.
Several of mine unfollowed, but they're slowly coming back.
Right. Make them come back, Sarah. But yeah, like I told you in our conversation, like you just chose the wrong word. Wrong
setup.
Wrong setup.
Basically wrong story. Yeah. But you may have heard
that. If I would have produced it, this wouldn't have been that.
Oh, Lord. Well, we could have used you. By the time I saw myself on Occupy Democrats, I was like,
God, here we go.
Justin, like, anytime you want to produce.
Right. So how do you like move forward from that? Like, how has it been? Are you still digging yourself out of the hole that you dug for yourself?
It was a little traumatic because I have never experienced the Twitter, like the social media mob. Like, I don't want to use the mob like in a bad sense. Like, people had really good points about that whole story. So I'm not like saying that as a negative. But I hadn't experienced the hate from like people that don't know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you defend yourself? How do you say to people like, no, this isn't really who I am. I made a mistake and I'm trying to own it. And the part that shocked me even after the fact of apologizing, like I was like, you know what? I want to own this. Like, I definitely see where we went wrong.
Right.
And by the way, Michael's going to Stanford. He He accepted a full ride. He's
going
to Stanford.
And you talked to the mom,
Facebook
right?
Buddies. Yes.
And the mom was, how was she?
She was great. She was super nice. Like for them, it was never even about race. Like for them.
What was it about then?
It was about like, hey, he's worked really, really hard
to get to this point, and you just diminished his whole entire like career, his academics, his success, and that ride was taken from him. Just, you know,
they just didn't understand why we were debating like this
about
amazing
it. Instead of just celebrating it.
Exactly. But for them, it was never like, oh, you guys are picking on him or like going after him because of color. That didn't come into it for them. But I totally understood what they were saying and they had a great point.
Right.
But anyway, so I never had experienced like that kind of attack. But
yeah, the Twitter spear, like social media can be very mean.
Brutal.
Very mean.
But I'm all set now because they've moved on to Michelle Wolf. So
in her hair.
Oh, you're over her hair?
I'm not feeling it.
Really?
I'm looking at this picture right now and
oh my God.
It looks very flat.
It does
even though it's curly.
I love like she was like, okay, screw
that's
it.
Just me.
We're on C-SPAN. She's like, fuck it. I'm not even getting my makeup or hair done. She's like, screw it. By the way, though, Justin is here because we are going to talk about, you've had an amazing career. You just turned 30.
You're Thank like, you.
Maybe.
I'm 30 years old. Oh, my God.
You look unbelievable. But also, you know, so many people listening to this podcast, they either have businesses of their own.
Right.
So I want you to share your secrets throughout this show of okay. how you get on TV.
Right.
Because Fox 5, one of the many reasons I love working there is the power of Fox. Like, I just talked to a woman the other day and she's like, my friend was on from hair and makeup. He gets so many clients from Fox.
Yay.
Like, it's a game changer.
It works.
Our friend Joff, the photographer.
Yes.
Game changer for him being on Channel 5. So I want those secrets. Also, I want to find out from you. You have a great story about kind of finding yourself.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. It's like growing up gay can be hard for some people. And it was hard for me. But like my family and my friends were all supportive. So I always got to just be myself.
Oh, yeah. You look like you have a great relationship with your mom.
I do. It didn't start out like that. Like, it was kind of rough. You know, growing up and, you know, a teenager, you're trying to find yourself. You have your brother, your mom's like a single mom. And I was passed around as a child. So like I went from one household to the next one to the next one.
Hi.
And then, you know, so it was a lot. But I made it out unscathed.
Oh, my God. And you look
I don't
like
have a DUI.
Bucks.
I don't have an arrest. I don't have a mugshot.
Hey.
I don't have kids that I don't know about. Oh. We're good.
I'm trying to have one.
We are good.
I might need, well, we
you
might
can have
to
it if you want it. Like, seriously, if you.
I do.
But we can
sign
some papers.
Do you know how hot our daughter would look? She'd have flawless skin.
Yes.
She'd have a potty mouth, though.
Yeah.
You'd be like, girl, and yeah, and her crotch would be hanging out, so you wouldn't like that.
Speaking of that, Sarah, you're always semi-naked at work.
Yes, yeah, he sees me nude all the time. What was the most inappropriate outfit I've ever worn to Channel 5 that you
How
were
did
like,
that Taylor
girlfriend?
Swift outfit when we did Halloween? Oh, my God. I saw every part of you.
Look, tons of people are already on. Tim Robinson says hello. You guys are so true and so real already. Ty Wong is
Hi,
on.
Hi, everyone.
Ty says, I love your spirit, Justin, and your energy.
Oh, thank you.
Any questions?
That's a great, like, thing for someone to like about you, your spirit. Like, that's so, like, personal and deep and thank you. I appreciate that.
Ty already gets it. So if you have any questions, we are always live on Facebook, on my Facebook page. It's Sarah Fraser. You can have any questions for Justin about how to get on TV, questions about
makeup.
Makeup. He's going to tell us. So if you are logging on now, or if you're listening after, this lives on my YouTube or on my Sarah Fraser
forever.
Page.
So you mean
forever.
What I just said?
Oh, wait, it's not getting edited.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Isolate
That's
that.
That's what I love
Isolate
about you.
But seriously, we're going to talk about your makeup. All your makeup
is
drugstore.
And Wendy. And Wendy.
And Wendy. This man went
Sarah,
viral.
Sarah, you buried the lead.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you buried the lead, Sarah.
Yeah, you're a viral sensation.
So can we run the theme song back? And let's start this
up. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got it. Ready? We're playing it right now. Here we go.
Hey, okay. Hey, kitty cat, cat, cat. Okay.
Okay, he was on Wendy and he went viral. And by the way, can we bring that clip? AJ has the clip. So,
oh yay.
This, yeah, let me grab that.
This only happened a couple of months ago, right?
January.
Set this scene for us
set
because
the scene.
I got to tell you, I think Wendy shaded you so hardcore.
You think so?
I think in that moment she was so pissed. You stole the thunder. You had the entire crowd
what?
With you.
Sarah,
yeah.
I haven't heard from this point of view from anybody. But this is an interesting one.
She looked up
you think
she
so?
Looked your ass up and down.
You think
she was
so?
Over it. I think she was giving you daggers and I think she was desperately trying to cut the camera because you
but
had
Sarah,
everybody.
That was doing a commercial break, Sarah. Oh. The camera was already cut.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to let you dig the hole.
Maybe that's wrong. I'm sure that'll go to Wendy. That'll be like the end of my career on Wendy. But anyway, they're pulling up the clip. But how long ago did this happen?
January.
You were on Shade Room?
I was on the Shade Room.
For the
Shout
right
out to
reasons.
The Shade Room.
Really?
This is the second time I've been on Shade Room.
You are so...
Yes. Okay. I went viral in December for my mom when I gave her Pat Benatar tickets and she fainted in the middle of my damn living room. Mom. Shout out to my mom.
She's a huge Pat Benatar.
Yeah, she's
Hit
a huge.
Hit me with your best shot.
So remember when I told you I grew up and it was kind of rough a little bit or whatever. My mom put me out when I was 18.
But when you say put you out, what
no,
does that
like,
mean?
No, like I was homeless.
Like she would
like
how did
get
that-
out. It's your 18th birthday. Go like bye. So I went and lived with. Shout out to my best friend Latasha Perry. Oh
my God, like, Latasha.
She is my boo. She's texting me now. Shout out to her because she took me into her house, and I lived from her house from like maybe February to June, July, August when I went to college.
Wow. Yeah. When you were 18 years old.
6 months I lived with her because we were still in high school. Like, I hadn't graduated yet, but my mom came to my graduation.
So wait a minute. What was your mom?
Getting deep and personal.
Oh, I love this. This is what this show is all about.
This is what happened when you drink Weather Heals wine
some more here,
from New Zealand.
Well, I've got a breast cyst, so we'll talk about that in a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Pour it up,
what do you do when, you know, your tits are growing things? That's like another whole story.
All right, we got the
okay. Well, wait. Before we play the video, though, I have two questions to this.
Uh-huh.
When your mom put you out at 18,
yep.
You have no money. No job.
No. I had a job, girl. I was working at Arthur Treacher's. I've been working since I was 16, 17. Yeah.
Okay. Was that like a big fight? Like, were you shocked?
No, I knew it was coming because she had a calendar of the days.
He literally put your ass out. Like,
she put me out, honey.
Why, though? Was she trying to teach you a lesson?
I think so. But I bounced, you know, I landed on my feet, which I thank God for everything I've been through, Sarah. Like, every single moment, everything that I've been through, I thank him for it, because I would not be here sitting in this chair today, being this person I am today, without every single trial or tribulation that I've been through. Well, and I appreciate it now.
So many people watching and listening to this are in similar situations. I get emails all the time from people who have strained relationships with their parents. How did you come back to your mom without resentments?
Oh, I can't harbor that in, Sarah. That's what creates bags.
Oh.
And you see this skin, honey. We don't need bags.
What is that? What's wrong with me?
I can't hold that into my heart. Like, I can't walk around. I get one mom. I get one dad. And my mom married this wonderful guy. Shout out to my stepdad, because he's amazing.
Really?
He walked with me. We all went to Pride together. We went to the gay club together, like, with me and my boyfriend at the time. He's no longer in the picture.
Screw him.
Right. Screw him all the way, girl.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
All
really?
The way.
Did he do you wrong? Well, because we'll
troll him. It ended in domestic violence, girl.
Really?
Yes, honey. I had to go to court and everything and testify, girl. What? It's cute on TV, but it's not cute in real life.
You're kidding.
No.
Like, he would legit hit you?
Girl, I got hit. I was one of those people that I said
How
I would never
long
be.
How long after you first got hit did you stay? Because that is
tough.
Oh,
Sarah, like, ugh.
Okay, forget it. We don't even have
we
any show prep.
We are jumping, girl. We are jumping.
I need all your advice.
Wow. So I always vow. I'm an ID addict. I watch the ID channel all day, every day.
Crime
I'm obsessed
show.
With murder. I'm obsessed with crime. And I always see the girls on the TV or the women on the show who go through domestic violence. I'm like, that is not going to be me, girl. No, I am going. I am running away. No count 911. I mean, I did call 911 after it happened. And, you know, the next day he got arrested and stuff like that. But, yeah, I've been through domestic violence. I'm a survivor.
So what, like, prompted that? Like, did you know from the beginning that this guy had anger issues? Because, I mean, you have to be...
There are signs. There are always signs. But you're like, oh, no. And then it happens to you. You're just like, oh, my God. You're in complete shock and shut down.
Oh, I
and
bet.
The funny part is I'm crazy because I was still in communication with him. Like, I was still texting him. And, like, even after court, we got back together.
You did, yes.
For like 2 weeks.
Happens.
For 2 weeks. And the time when we got back together, I realized, like, oh, my God, why am I doing this again? Oh, my God, I'm doing this with this guy again who just hit me. And we were having open, honest conversations about, like, it happening. And, you know, he went to court. And he lied on the stand chat. It was just a lot. But
so you're sitting
I still
there
got back
watching
with him.
Him lie. Yeah.
I got
back
with
him. Well, it's a powerful spell, right?
Because it's a spell, girl. You
it's
need
a spell.
To wake up.
Yeah.
Like, wake up. And then, like, once we were in public and he kind of got loud again kind of situation, and I just realized this is not for me, like, at all. I cannot deal with this. I allowed you to do this one thing, and then I'm going to allow you to berate me in public? Oh, no. I'm sorry. Gotta go.
Like, when you're, because I do believe, like, you get under
Sarah,
the spell.
Sarah, this was not on the
show prep
that you sent me.
This is real life, though.
This is
real
life.
That's what we talk about on this show.
And like, I had to go to work every day and dealing with this, and I had to call lawyers and talk to them, and I had to take off work to go to court, and it was a lot.
Did you feel like...
That's why I'm scared to date now.
Really? Because of that incident?
I think
that's,
I moved
like, really
on,
hurt you.
And I think I moved on, and I've forgiven him, of course, but it's just like... Girl.
Because don't you feel like this is my, you know, knock on wood, like, thank God, I've been in a lot of different relationships, but I've never been with men who have ever been physically or verbally abusive. I don't know what that's like.
It will shake you up quick, Sarah.
So what's the thought process? Do you feel like you can help him, or do you feel sorry for him? Like, when you're getting back together, or when he's telling you.
I felt like when we were getting back together, it was just like, oh, like, okay, we're going to do this. We're forgiving. Like, we go through things. And, like, it was weird.
And did he ever, like, want to get help or therapy?
I told him that he should.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to do it, but I wanted him to, like, go through it. And I guess we grow as a couple together, but that was not the ideal situation. That was cute in my mind, but.
But it wasn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
reality had set in and woke me up and was like, Justin, this is not for you, girl.
And so so that kind of holds you back now from getting into a relationship because you're worried that you're going to attract that person again.
See, to be honest, and this is not the wine speaking, I'm afraid to start over. I got to deal with the text messages and being nice to you for 2-3 months. And we got to go on dates and I have to be politically correct and pull the chair. You have to pull the chair for me because, honey, you got to open doors. And, you know, I have to be a gentleman in the beginning. And then, do you know, the real, you know, after about a couple of months, the real you comes out.
Oh, yeah, please. I know. I'm a massive bitch. Like, right, I'm like, right. Dan's so over it. Like, he's like,
the real you starts coming out.
Anytime you want to move your shit out, sister, go for it. I'm like, fuck
right.
You,
and so
Dad.
I'm scared to go through all of that over again, like getting to know you, remembering birthdays and meeting family and, you know.
But isn't that the fun part? That's like the fun part.
The fun part, the fun part is seeing your partner or whoever you're dating when you're drunk.
That's really?
Especially for the first time. That is the fun part. It's like, oh, God.
Why? Because then if they act crazy, you're like,
yes, oh. You're like, nope, can't be with you.
I need to get drunk with you because I need to see you drunk. You're so much fun. I can't even imagine.
Sarah,
like,
I'm
what
a
you
mess.
Must be.
I'm like all over the place. You think I'm like 100 when I'm sober? Oh, I'm 2,000 when I'm intoxicated.
And you told me you've dated women, right?
I've dated women in my life. I was in a relationship with a trans woman.
Really?
A trans man. I'm sorry. Okay, politically correct. Trans man. Female to male. Trans man.
Female to male. Okay. Yes. Oh my God. I love this. If I were ever single again, I would completely date a trans man or woman. Wait. Trans?
I dated
male.
A female to male who was transitioning. So he would be a trans man.
Did she have full complete surgery yet of everything?
Sarah, you don't ask those questions.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
Is that?
No. Sarah, you were just in trouble 2 weeks ago. You're
really
halfway out the doghouse,
that?
Sarah. Yeah. So when it comes to transgender people, and I'm not transgender, some people are very open and comfortable with talking about surgeries and things like that. Now, other folks aren't talking about it.
I think they cut my mic.
All right. Cut her. Everybody's not comfortable when it comes to those questions.
Okay, so don't answer that. Let's take that back. I automatically apologize.
Because you don't have to be transgender to get the surgeries.
Correct.
You can be transgender without surgery, Sarah. Teaching
yes.
you something. Yes.
Okay, I have so
learning.
Much to learn. Oh, my God.
Learning.
Yes. I'm a fucking mess. But here's the thing. I accept everybody. I mean, come on. Like, you have to be you. Nothing
so have
is
you dated
worse.
Women? Have you had a lesbionic experience?
I have had a lesbionic experience. You didn't know this?
Like, all the way?
Well, not all the way. I just got fingered and then made out with
it. Wait, what? More wine, please.
Okay. Hey, can you, do we have any more wine? Oh, my God. It's already Monday. They're going to get refills.
Okay, great. Tell me about this. Was this in college?
Yeah,
I feel like it was.
Because I went to an all-women's college. So.
Oh, of course.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm joking.
Do I look like an all-women's? I mean, look, I could totally.
Was it a one-time thing?
It was a one-time thing. I've made out with a couple of women. Mm-hmm. It was a one-time thing. And ironically, this girl like went on to hook up with my brother, which was like really,
right.
I don't know. What
she
is
was,
that? Yeah.
She was a pansexual.
I guess so. Or just lots, very sexual.
Bisexual. Or very sexual. Can we just have a new one and just have very sexual?
Yes, I'm with that.
Okay.
I wish I'd had
sex
with so many more people.
Let's get back to me and Wendy.
Okay.
So this is a segment that I produced on Fox. Mind you, I had to write my own intro.
I love you so much. You already produced
okay,
this show.
Okay, right.
Hit it. Go
producing.
For it. I'm looking up. There's a shitload of questions, by the way, on Facebook. So you set this up. I'll get to the questions.
Okay, so I get to Wendy at, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning or whatnot, and I only had a muffin and a coffee.
That was it.
Yeah. I got on the Amtrak, rode the train down there, and they wanted me to do Ask Wendy. Now, in 2014, if you go on YouTube, you can find me on Ask Wendy, asking her about my family, still being in communication with my ex-boyfriends once we are broken up.
Okay, got it.
And
got
so
it.
I get text messages from my bosses, and they're like, oh my God, like, you gone viral. You got to come back to the show, and you have to, like, you know, talk about your experience on the show. Bam, bam. Oh! Yes, Justin. Get
Damn,
it. Get
yes!
it. Get it, Justin. But anyway, so yeah, I vogued on Wendy in the middle of the crowd during a commercial break.
Oh my God, this is so good. You look so good.
You Thank
vogued.
You.
It went viral.
It went viral. I mean, 3 million plus views, like, and still counting. Within like 24 hours.
And so
yeah.
cute.
And Wendy was so nice. She was adorable. I mean, she's nice to me. Well, Sarah, you are so shady.
I know. I'm not like, shady as hell. I am really shady. I talk so much shit. It's so bad. And I got my ass kicked one time on the school bus.
You mean like 2 weeks ago?
No. Well, yeah, that too. I've had my ass kicked many times throughout my life because I talk so much shit about people.
Right.
The problem is, I'm trying not to talk shit about kids over 18. Got to keep it over 18.
Okay, Sarah, 21 up. 21
okay,
up.
21 of us.
Okay. But yeah, so Wendy was fun. Wendy was really, really fun. And the funny part is, this is what I discovered. Like, blessings come to you in the forms of anything. And so when you have a moment, take it.
Okay.
Take that moment and just own it. Hone it and be you. And I think that's where I...
That only works for like a positive experience.
Well, yes. But here's the thing, Sarah.
How
like,
do you do it with a negative?
You just have to be your authentic self.
Ooh, that is
me cool. And my moment on that small staircase and on the Wendy Williams show during a commercial break, might I add you?
Yes.
Is me being authentically me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be someone else. I'm just having a good time. I'm just voguing to. Actually, Madonna Vogue was playing.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
I just decided to bust out and vogue. And they called me out in the crowd, and that's how it went crazy. And shout out to her, Wendy's hairdresser. Because she was the only person in the whole studio who recorded it.
Really?
Because you can't film during the show. You can Snapchat and stuff like during, like, you know, before Wendy comes out and the show is on live. But you cannot tape during the show. And she actually was the only person who caught me voguing. And it went viral. That's what I'm saying.
So
blessings
she was taking it on, like, her phone.
Yes.
And then boom.
Boom. She DM'd me on Instagram. And I posted it. And it just went.
But how do you go, like, did that start going viral on its own? Or you know
it started
a lot
going viral.
Of people
No,
in
it
business.
Started going viral on its own. And I hashtag, like, Wendy Williams and Vogue and this and that. And, you know, and next thing you know, the Shade Room had already picked me up, like, the month before. So they had caught wind of it. And then all these other blogs had caught wind of it. Ooh, yay. Yes.
Leslie just came in. She's back from Puerto Rico.
She has not your mom's iced tea.
Not your mom's iced tea. It's alcoholic. All right, we'll drink this. How do we? No, oh, great. They gave a bottle opener.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So anyway,
oh, please,
so yeah.
We're getting sauced on
just
Monday.
Just be
like,
authentically you, sir.
It is true.
Which is why you have this podcast, boo.
I know.
You are authentically shady, rude you.
Oh, my God. Crazy as hell. Yes.
But you're cute as a button.
Oh, love. Look, we have two great sponsors of this podcast. First, we are selling a mattress today. Okay, this is a big moment for me. You are on the first show. Today, I have landed my first national ad campaign.
Cheers to that.
With Casper Mattress.
And it would be with a mattress, girl. Honey, how did you pull that
one? I do my best work on my back with my legs in the air. How much are they going to love this? Casper.com/HeyFrage.
Yes. Okay, what kind of mattress are we selling? Just any mattress?
Seriously. We are selling any mattress from Casper. Their products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies, okay?
Okay, curvy
so
bodies.
Tall, curvy, we rock your bod on this show. You spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. We know that. The original Casper mattress combines
multiple... Did you say you spend 1/3 of your legs open? What? Wait, what?
Yes, 1/3 of your life with your sleep and your legs open. How do you sleep? On your back, side? What do you do?
Back and side.
Now, are you, like, I love, you know, you have such positive energy. Are you, like, taking advice from the universe where you just, like, sleep on one side of the bed so you'll, like, attract someone to the other side? Or are you, like, all
no,
over the
I
bed?
I am all over the bed because I love being single in my own damn queen size bed, okay? First of all, that's why I don't want a man right now because I have to roll over and you're there. You're taking all the covers. It's hot.
Oh, my
morning
God.
Morning breath.
Oh, I love good morning breath, though.
You do?
Well, you know what? It's funny. Like, I do. There's, like, have you ever read those stories where they say that, like, you can find your mate based on, like, smelling their armpits? Like, I am
no,
very attracted
Sarah.
To people's
what
odors.
What blogs are you reading?
Probably really sketchy ones. Like, honestly, the weird ones. Like, I'm into squashing and all kinds of queer
Squashing?
Weird
oh, 600 Pound Life?
Yes,
oh, my God, I'm addicted
yes.
to that show.
Yes, I am, too.
Sarah, we're never going to get to any of these stories.
Okay, look. So the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep service with the right amounts just to both sink and bounce. Okay?
See, Sarah, give me the paper. You're not reading it correctly. You have to sell the mattress. Okay. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves,
yes,
providing support, comfort for all kinds of bodies. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable.
The experts
at Casper are working tirelessly to make quality sleep surface that cradles your energy, geometry, in all the right places. See, Sarah, you have to sell it.
No, keep going. You got it. We got a special Hey Frage code. Someone is buying a mattress today.
Mm-hmm.
From this podcast, you're going to Casper.com/HeyFrage.
Hey Frage.
And you're using this special code.
What's the special code?
Hey Frage.
Hey Frage.
You're getting $50 off your mattress.
And I said $50 off.
And you are buying your mattress today. When you buy your mattress, you're going to tweet at me.
I see you in the control room laughing at me. This is not funny. I'm trying to put my sexy sponsor voice on.
You're doing a great job.
Hey Frage.
So we are buying new mattresses. Casper.com/HeyFrage.
Okay, speaking of mattresses,
yes.
When's the last time you bought a new mattress?
Just a couple of years ago.
Sarah, you didn't tell me we were live on Facebook video.
Yes! You didn't know we were live!
Oh my God, you are keeping secrets from me.
Sharon, hold on.
Can we do a quick Insta snap?
Yes, we can do a quick Insta snap because I also have to thank DC Lottery. They have a cherry blossom scratcher, $5 up to $50,000 to win. We love DC Lottery. So listen to that.
It's the place to be, the only place for me. Feeling that DC love, I got that DC love. I'm so happy that it's mine, that love is so divine. Feeling that DC love, I got that DC love, yeah.
Love DC, DC loves you back. With DC Love Scratchers from the DC Lottery, featuring cash prizes of over $1 million. Now that's a lot of love.
It's my celebration, my DC revelation. Feeling that DC love. We got the DC love. Feeling the DC love, yeah. We got the DC love.
Play the latest DC Love Scratcher, celebrating cherry blossoms, only from the DC Lottery. It's fun to play. Available where DC Lottery tickets are sold.
Okay.
Shout out Sarah Frazier. We're live on her Facebook. What's your Facebook, Sarah?
Justin Stewart. My Facebook is Sarah Frazier Hit Pages. We are live on Facebook.
I am live on your Facebook.
We've got tons of people,
and
by the way.
And we have Not Your Mom's Iced Tea.
Not Your Mom's Iced
They're
Tea.
They're not sponsoring, but still.
Also, everybody is on. Tona Michelle says, Justin, you have great advice. All the blessings. Jalen Davis says, nope, 18. That's like talking about trashing people.
Oh, no, it should be 21.
No, I'm with Jalen.
You give those two extra years, 19 and 20, just so you can make all the bad mistakes and when you're 21.
That's true. Actually, I will say you do need a couple years.
Yeah, what if your parents were like crappy parents and they didn't teach you anything?
That is true. Okay,
right.
Fine. All right, I might up the age.
Okay,
I might up the age to 20 or 21. All right, Jalen.
Yeah, smoking age is 21. It should be 21.
Okay, then after that, all bets are off. We trash you. Joyce is on. She's like, oh my God, Justin is so cute. Also, Alyssa is here. We love Alyssa.
I forgot that they could see me. Ugh, I got a block.
He's doing his makeup in the middle of the show.
Oh, let's talk about makeup, Sarah.
Okay, wait. I want to get I never get you to chat about pop culture. You are a producer. You're always making great television, but I want to know, because you know a lot of these celebrities either through a connection or firsthand.
So I have their phone numbers in my phone.
Oh!
All the housewives.
Oh my God, who can we call that knows Kanye? I want to know your thoughts on Kanye West.
Okay, Kanye, I liked his music. I liked. Past tense.
So you're done. Ye versus the People dropped this weekend.
Haven't heard it. Not checking for it. I need to listen to Ariana Grande. I like
Lift
her.
Yourself also dropped, which was like a little clip. And I loved it.
Is that
it. It was
supposed
like
to be inspirational?
Poop.
Is it Poopity inspirational? Schmoop.
From Kanye, yeah.
You lift yourself?
He's all about he. No, do you? Here's my question, though, because I know now only white people are tweeting at Kanye. But
what do you
is,
mean? Oh, that's because he had Make America Great Again. I need Make America Gay Again. Please. Please, can we do that?
How great would America be if it was just gay? It would be so great. Our lives would be so good.
So much better.
So here's my question, though. I know you've been following along because you keep up on all pop culture.
Unfortunately, I've been following along with Kanye. Yes, go ahead.
Do you think Kanye has had any good points? His whole thing has been more love, less fighting at each other.
That's a good point.
He also believes in like creative thinkers, and he says that.
That's a good point, but
do you believe
creative thinkers don't create $600 Crocs?
You don't think he, that's like...
$600 Crocs are just, no, baby, no. I'm not paying for shirts with holes in them. I'm not doing that.
Not for $300 a
girl,
sweater.
Girl, bye.
I agree.
I'm not here for that.
I'm not here for that either.
No.
Are you, what do you think is going on?
I think they're giving him his phone back. He was on punishment for a while. That's why he was off of Twitter. And I guess he got out of the doghouse and they're like, hey, you can have your phone back now. You know how you get off punishment when you're a child. And
yes.
You're like, yeah, I can use my phone again. And you get on Twitter and you just do the most.
Do you think
But
that
I do agree with, who was it that tweeted that not all black people have to be Democrats?
Chance. But I Chance got roasted
that.
For that.
No, and I am here for that
really?
Statement.
Okay. By the way, this is not coming from Sarah Fraser. Keep going.
Oh, let it be known that Sarah Fraser's not talking about black people again.
This will get ISO'd. It'll be Sarah Fraser.
Oh, God, I okay. love you. See, and this is what you have to do, Sarah. You have to make fun of yourself and just be authentically you. You've apologized. You have interviewed the mom. You talked to her. You're
honestly,
doing everything you need to do, babe.
I, like, love people. There's
and now
never...
it's time to laugh at yourself about the craziness that you created.
Because, honestly, here's the stuff. Like, I am really, like, naive and, like, you know, I just don't think sometimes, like, because I'm
You just
curious.
Say words, like,
yes.
What was the
it's
word?
Bad.
Obsessive?
No, it was obnoxious.
Obnoxious?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The world knows it.
Whew, Lord, Sarah.
I know every headline. Mm. Two Fox anchors go after obnoxious teen.
God.
I was like, oh, God, oh,
Two
God,
Fox
no,
anchors
no,
call
no.
black kid obnoxious for going to colleges.
That one had, yeah. like, 200,000 views.
Yeah,
okay.
sorry. Anyway, Kanye got his phone back. He's on Twitter. He's making remarks and statements and things that I don't care about. Next.
So why? But so you agree with Chance, though, that not all
black people have to be Democrats.
I
am free thinking. Think for yourself. I won't agree with everything that you are, like, all of your political views, but we're all human.
Why do you think then that Twitter is so vile and seems to have such an agenda? Like, I mean, Chance did an apology this weekend.
He should not have had to do that. See, this is when we're in a world where we're supposed to be free thinkers. We can say what we want to say, but we have the freedom of speech. But then sometimes when we have the freedom of speech, it's like, well, your point is wrong. Chance, you should not have had to apologize for that. That is your opinion. And I think your opinion is correct.
Look at that. I love that. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, it
that
is.
Was great. No. Okay, I want to name off
Do I need
some
more lip gloss?
Lip gloss on point. That's all we
Yes.
care about.
We need to talk okay. makeup, but go ahead.
Okay, a couple other people.
Yes.
Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe is pansexual.
Rolling Stone, pansexual. Are you down for the pansexual? You when you walk
okay,
in here,
define Google pansexual and read the definition.
I already
to,
know.
What is the, read it to me.
Pansexual is you're just
I know what it is, but I just
person.
Need you to tell me so I can be just be like, okay, yes or no.
Pansexual is literally you are not, you are attracted to either a man or a female. You are just attracted to the person. Like, you don't even, or trans, or you don't even have a sexuality. Like, you're just literally attracted to the personality, the aura, the energy of that person. That's pansexual. Bisexual is you either sleeping with men or women.
Okay.
Or, I mean, you're sleeping with
Janelle
both
Janelle is free to do what Janelle wants to do. I'm here for it. You know?
But you're not really down. Like, you don't think the pansexual thing is
I think
is,
pansexual
like,
is just like, who created that word? Pansexual.
I have no idea who actually originally created it. But I mean, I
Sarah,
love...
Sarah, you sure you didn't do that?
Well, I am. I'm down for all this. I'm on the spectrum of everything. Like,
are you?
Yes! My issue is I couldn't live with a woman. I could definitely have sex with a woman, but I can't live with
but
a woman
But you've already
day
done
in,
that.
Day
or
out.
Do you count the finger in sex?
I don't know. Do you think... No, I feel like you've got to like...
That was
be,
penetration, girl.
You got to go downtown actions, don't you?
I mean, for, like, not all lesbians sex? Are like...
Oh, that's
down.
True.
Everybody has
sure, yeah,
like their tops or bottoms. I don't know what it is in the lesbian world, but... I'm sure it's
I'm
kind of the
positions.
Same thing. Oh, Dom and the femme, but not all like not all tops have give oral, not all bottoms. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whatever your sexual
I'm down
appetite
for it all.
Is. Are you really?
Yeah, I just
how does Dan
is,
feel
like,
about that?
Not good. He's like,
wait,
he's
what?
Like super monogamous. Like he's super monogamous.
Not even with a female? Not
oh,
even with
never.
Him and you, Dan
no.
and the female?
He is like one man show. Like, I'm
what?
Telling you, like, you know how swans...
Most men would be like, yeah, I'm down for that. Which I just don't.
No. You know how, like, some swans, like, mate for life and, like, die together? That would be him. Like, honest to God, he is that, like, that is him.
Okay, well, you got you a good one, girl. Cheers to that. We need to cheers to that because I ran out of wine. Cheers to Dan. Shout out to Dan. Oh, you guys were so cute when you were on a Fox, too.
You booked us on the Fox.
Yes, I did.
We did. We met on an airplane. We had a really good time.
Oh, my God, Sarah. It's 36 minutes in.
Oh, we get some more time. Okay, let's talk White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. I thought that Michelle Wolf, who was the comedian, we're going to bring up the... Oh, I'm actually going to play the clip for you.
She was funny.
Did you think she was funny? She's getting absolutely
I think her comedy
roasted.
Was First, great.
We are graced with Sarah's
I'm going to play you just a few minute
tonight.
Clip. Here you go.
We're graced with Sarah's presence.
I have to say,
tonight.
I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale.
Shade.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a Sarah
that
Fraser.
So
Mike Pence, if you haven't seen it, you would love it.
Oh, it is a good show, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm addicted to it.
Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're going to get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams.
It sure really gets
that one. And this time, don't be such a little bitch, Jim Acosta.
I didn't get that one, really.
Me either.
I don't know what they mean by that. Does anyone?
I actually softball really team? Like Sarah. No. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye.
Oh.
She does wear terrible
Maybe
smoky
she's
eyes,
born
though.
With it. Maybe it's lies.
Anyway, it goes on from there. I'm sure everybody.
These are these jokes, the ones that you sent me in the prep were actually funnier, and I was
really
reading
sure
them laughing versus like this
Sarah
video.
Huckabee
this video's
Sanders,
not good.
You know?
Sorry.
It's brutal, right?
Sorry, Sarah.
But here's my question to you. You know, you and I work in the press. We do much more
do
fun
things.
Journalism than
right.
we do serious journalism. Do you think when you invite a comedian to an event like this, like, you have to expect the worst? Or do you think that there's a level of civility that everybody should have?
It's a hard job. And
it's
I
a
think,
hard job, yeah.
Like, how long did that video go for?
Well, her whole set was like 20-something minutes. She was on Sarah Sanders, I think, for about a minute 30.
Okay, that's not too bad to be roasted.
I don't think that's too bad either. And my
yeah.
thing is
a
like,
minute. You can roast me for a minute, girl. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Justin, so I'm going to be honest with you on that video with Wendy Williams. I don't know how you got that low. Seemed like you had a vagina and not like a penis.
I do have a vagina.
How's this going?
It's all the same in the dark, girl.
I can't even That is true. I agree with you.
Oh, it's all the same in the dark?
Yes.
I tell people that all the time.
I think that's a great line.
They're like, it's not. I'm like, girl, turn out the lights. We all achieve the same thing. Everybody wants to come. Like, it's all the same.
Right. I mean,
it's the
honestly,
end result that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Find a wet spot. That was like, what? Okay, everyone know it.
Okay, Sarah.
That bomb like Michelle Wolf. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, look, I thought.
Did we sell the mattress?
Has anyone bought a mattress yet on Facebook
we
Live?
Need to figure
okay,
out. What are our Facebook friends
code,
saying?
Hey, our Facebook friends are all about it. They're here today. Tony Garrick says she was definitely funny to me. Alyssa says, damn, that Uncle Tom joke dogged her ass.
Yeah.
She went on to say that. Alyssa also says, Michelle for the win. Jalen says, I don't understand how you can be invited to a roast, sit at the head of the table, and get mad about being roasted.
Yeah, you can't. You should. When you go to those events, especially the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you are in the administration, especially when you are in the cabinet, you should expect to get roasted. Like, there should be all types of jokes just flying about you. And you should take it in stride and pride. And you should get up there on Monday morning and do your job and have fun. This is the time to relax and be cute and just drink cocktails because D.C. is the number one.
Oh, we're binge drinkers.
Binge
the
drinking
number
city.
One city for binge drinkers.
I believe
number
it.
Number one.
We're all People... stressed out. We're all making poor money.
I know, it is
it's
true.
Politics is here.
And we go out and get absolutely lit.
Wasted. And we take a lift home.
There's literally an article that says we are the number one binge drinking town. And
yep,
now
you sent it to me. That's why I did it. Plug it. See,
plug
producer.
Plug it. Producer Justin. And now in D.C., literally every night, people are out all hours of the night.
All hours of night.
All hours
I'm
going to
go
night
live
drinking.
On Instagram.
Go live on Instagram. Do it. Okay. I wanted to get your take on that story as well. Also, how are you? You know, we've covered on.
Oh, shout out to my Instagram, producer_Stewart. Like,
yes. Sorry. Keep giving it. I love it.
Yes, give it again.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You are obsessed with true crime. I thought we'd do this story last.
I
and then,
love true crime stuff.
Are you into the Golden State Killer?
Okay, so the ID Channel just ran a marathon show about finding the Golden State Killer, and then the DNA stuff comes out. What?
Are you giving your stuff? By the way, have you done 23andMe?
I have not done 23andMe. I'm scared. I'm like, you're going to put me in a criminal database. And no, I'm scared.
You got to open my Not Your Mama's iced tea.
Excuse
here.
Me. My name is not Dan, girl. That is what your man is
he
for.
Does. He makes me all breakfast.
That is what your man dinner. Is for. All right, say hi to my Instagram.
Hi. Oh, my God, you guys. We
are killing
it.
Oh, shout out to my barber.
It.
Hi, Renardo.
Renardo, you are killing it with Justin's hair. He looks amazing. Oh, my God, this show is crazy bananas. You have to watch. We're live on Justin's Instagram.
Shout out to my barber, Renardo.
Golden State Killer, if you guys, I'm sure you all have been following this. I've been following it, too, because I'm a fan of Patton Oswalt, the comedian whose wife, before she died, was writing a book on the Golden State Killer, did not live to see his arrest. But
burying the lead. They found him because he put his DNA or his ancestors with the DNA, girl.
He did. He did, like, basically
I don't know
through
how to do
ancestry.
This. How do you do this, girl?
Okay.
I'm gay, girl. I can't open beers.
What is that?
Okay, I can't do
okay.
it.
Okay. Anyway, Golden State Killer, he's responsible for like 50 rapes, 12 deaths. The man
okay, this is serious. 50 rapes and 12 deaths, yeah. right?
Oh, my God.
Allegedly I mean, responsible for it. Let's go with that.
Yeah, you're
allegedly.
Right. You're right.
Okay, number one, you raped almost 50 people and you didn't get an STD?
Oh, I'm sure he's got to have one. The investigators confirmed that they used a public genealogy database, GED Match, to connect the crime scene evidence to distant relatives of Joseph James DeAngelo.
Which is crazy.
Isn't it even more bananas? He was a former cop.
Right. And you're running around allegedly raping people and allegedly...
Oh, my God. In 50 rapes, 12 murders between 1974 and 1986. Look, you know the whole thing.
Girl, I was born in 88. So.
By the way, they're saying that they believe he may have allegedly done this all because a woman, his ex-fiance, years ago broke up with him. And as a result, he has been killing and raping to try to get back and, you know, feed that revenge and anger that he felt from that breakup.
Someone said on my Instagram, I don't think he cares about STDs. He may have been burning like a wildfire a long time ago. Oh, not burning like a wildfire.
I mean, something. Can you believe that story? Talk about like, but they're saying that in the next 5 years, because of DNA and DNA databases, they are going to solve like a shitload of crimes. Isn't
right,
that crazy?
But, no, but that's fine with the DNA database, boo. We're talking about 23andMe genealogy test that you swab and you get from CVS, boo. This is bigger than, like, what?
And I've been for genealogy testing. Like,
okay, where are you
genetic
from?
Genetic testing. Well, actually, no. It was more, like, to find out about cancer genes.
Oh.
Right, which I need because
okay,
now I'm growing, like, a
you
cyst in my
you got a cyst in your booby, boo.
Yes. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, were you scared when the doctor told you that?
Okay, so last week, I put this out on my social media.
Yeah.
Last,
you put everything on your social
everything.
Media.
Everything. I don't give a shit. Like, I'd be putting my hoo-ha out all the time if they wouldn't, like, delete my account. But I need all the followers I can get because, like, I lost 100 after that story.
You lost 100 followers because of the story?
Yes.
Girl, 100? That's
yes.
it? How many did you have?
Like, well, no, actually, I lost, like, 200 and something across all boards. People were like, I'm unfollowing you. I'm like, and then people would write me and they're like, oh, I've loved you since 99.5, but I'm unfollowing you now. I'm
okay,
like,
speaking
and
of,
you knew me since then.
Are you still with friends with people at 99.5?
Well, the ones that have left.
I mean, the ones that are still there.
You know what?
Because we
here's
have,
the thing.
We
I
have,
was thinking
okay, so
about that.
We're thinking about that
yes.
right now because we have mutual coworker friends-esque-ness.
I actually can tell you for the first time in like the past year, I have like no ill will. Like I
right.
actually, yeah.
So I met Kane.
Oh, you did?
And I'm best friends with intern John.
I know you're good
like,
friends.
Like that's my
yeah.
baby, like buddy baby. And I met a couple of them, a couple of other ones, yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know like any of the new cast, but yeah, please. I mean, I feel like it's all
right.
good.
But you know
how. Kane's going to come on someday, I feel like.
Oh, Kane.
I
love him.
Really
he was
fun.
So squishy. I was like, oh, hi, Kane.
Someday, I feel like there'll be a
I went to his. I met him at intern John's Christmas party.
Oh, I didn't
December.
Get an invite.
Oh, shitty, shoot. Hi, John. Shout out, John.
Anyway, well, I wanted to find out what you thought since you are a true crime fan.
I am a true crime fan. I watch ID Channel. That's the only reason I'm paying $140
for cable.
Yes, for cable.
Oh, my
for
God.
For Xfinity, girl.
Crazy.
I quit.
Last story. I absolutely love the guy in Britain. We need to talk
Sarah,
about
look
your,
at the time.
Your makeup. I know. I know. You're literally Justin has like 56 minutes on his parking meter, and that was his gauge.
Oh, I'm
for
not
this
worried
show.
About that.
Oh,
forget that. You'll pay the ticket.
Okay.
Sarah was like, "If you get a ticket, we'll pay it, girl. I'll park in the street. Here we go. I'm here."
Justin, that's our like entire budget for this year. So
$56. Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay. By the way, we're gonna have some questions that Tony Garrett keeps saying allegedly. LOL.
Yes, allegedly. Thank you. Say allegedly.
I want to ask you one last thing though. I love this story in Britain of the guy who owns a Tesla, and Tesla vehicles have some self-driving aspects, but they're not supposed to be self-driving.
I'm not here for it. Nope.
Did you see the guy?
No self-driving.
Who put it in self-driving and self like. Basically automatic, what is it when you put your acceler on, like...
Accelerate? Yeah. Cruise control?
Cruise control?
Yeah.
Then he got into the passenger seat and completely left the wheel?
I cannot.
Yes.
Nope.
For real. In
nope.
Britain, he's been arrested. He says that he wasn't thinking when this happened. He completely was sitting in the passenger seat and
that's
someone
the power,
snapped a photo.
No, no. We don't want to do that. But Sarah, before we go quickly, can we talk about the Yelp review?
Oh my God. This
okay, first
so
of all,
too.
This lady... ordered, what restaurant was it?
It's out in Sterling, Virginia.
Okay, but she still ordered food.
Yep.
And the guy who delivered the food came to her house and was like, oh, here's your food. Do a Yelp review, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she did a Yelp review. She gave it like 3 stars, right?
It's, she ordered burger, fries, and zeppoles from an Italian restaurant, La Porchetta, out in Sterling, Virginia.
Right. I was giving them the Cliff Notes version.
Yeesha Callahan is her name. Callahan followed, and the guy said, I want...
Hey, give us a Yelp review if you think our food's great. And she said what?
So she ends up... Well, here's the thing. She says that the sorry-looking French fry she received, and also, like, his kind of, like, not really
right.
great...
How many stars did she give him, Sarah?
Three.
She gave him 3 stars.
3 stars.
Okay. Fast forward a couple of hours later, there's a knock on the door, and there's a... unknown phone number is ringing on. I read the article, girl. Okay. It's the manager of the restaurant knocking on this lady's door because she gave them 3 stars.
Yeah. He wanted to know why. Although he's claiming now he was giving her a free meal.
No.
You believe that?
No. He was giving her a kick in the butt because you gave my restaurant 3 stars.
She tweeted over the weekend, so the night just got weird.
This motherfucking manager's at my door.
My dinner was delivered, and the delivery guy asked me to leave a review. So I left a 3-star review because it was mediocre. Why did the manager just knock on my door at 10 p.m. and then call to say he was outside? WTF. A, no one comes to my house, so to hear someone knocking at 10 p.m. is all types of crazy. B, did he really think I was going to answer the door or even a phone number I don't recognize?
Girl.
All this over an average Yelp review?
Yes.
The restaurants apologize, but I don't believe she's heard anything from Yelp.
Okay, talk to Renato. He says he loves your dress.
Oh, Renato, thank you so much. This came from a designer here in this city that I'm partnering with coming up.
Okay, what's the designer's
Tona
name?
Michelle.
Who are you wearing? Who
Tona,
are you wearing, Sarah?
Tona Michelle. It's from Misty Blue. You can follow her on Instagram. We're going to do so many more of her outfits.
Okay, well, I'm wearing H&M sweater and some clearance rack Macy's jeans for $15. These are Levi's,
look
okay?
Awesome.
And I got my slides on my feet from Nordstrom Rack. That's who I'm wearing.
I love it. You look so good.
Thanks.
Okay, people have questions about your makeup here.
Oh, okay, let's do that. How much time do we have for makeup?
Oh, we got like 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 whole minutes.
Going. Yeah, you keep going. You're
okay,
good.
Let's do it. So I am wearing all drugstore products right now. The concealer that I have on, which I start with, my
this
primer.
Is amazing to me that this is all. Are you talking like CVS, Rite
CVS,
Aid,
CVS, Rite
Walgreens?
Aid, Walgreens. What I'm wearing is all on my face right now. Yes.
I have died, people, because you look so good.
Okay.
How is that from CVS?
Okay, so the primer that I'm wearing is from LA Girl or one of the low brands. Wet n Wild. Wet n Wild, right?
Wet n Wild.
Scary, right? Okay.
Yes.
You get what you get. Scary. Wet n Wild. No shade.
That's
so primer is Wet n Wild. Foundation, Maybelline Superstay, the new one. There is an old one that they discontinued. Me and shout out to Kim Lee, makeup artist extraordinaire.
Oh, she's really good. Yeah.
Me and her both use the same foundations. And Maybelline Superstay has a new formula out, and I went and tried it today or yesterday, and all weekend I've been wearing this foundation.
Really?
And on top of that, I normally use MAC Skin Finish powder over top of my foundation to set it.
Okay.
But today and yesterday, I used a NYX powder called Stain Matte Now Flat.
Wow.
And the powder over top of the Revlon Maybelline Superstay foundation looks great. Then I have a highlight on and some NYX concealers to highlight. Yeah.
People are saying, dude, That's not Fenty Beauty.
This is not Fenty Beauty. This is all CVS. My eyebrows are arched, but I fill them in with a chocolate NYX pencil. And Maybelline has the spike balls for your eyebrows that give you color to fill in. And so I filled my brows in and just went in with a pencil.
It looks amazing. Bernie Fields wants to know, why does it take you so long to put on makeup? Because you keep turning the makeup brush the wrong way when it gets near your mouth. This is a joke for your roast, he says.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what?
Okay, Bernie, we enjoy that joke. Okay,
Bernie, that joke was very funny.
Bernie, okay, we're back with you.
Do we have an applause for Bernie? We don't have a sound effects applause for Bernie. Let's get Bernie. Bernie! Woo! Clap it up for Bernie.
Okay. Look, you are fabulous. You were so good on this show.
Thank you. I'm fabulous and single.
Fabulous and single? Or do you have a type of guy that you
like? I
like
masculine men because I'm so feminine that it balances me out. Of course, like I want to be on an arm, it's all muscular and I just like there's no muscle here, boo.
You like muscles?
Yeah, I love muscles. I like tattoos.
Ooh,
I'm into like I don't know what type of guy I want. I just want someone regular who's gonna love me, makeup, no makeup. You know,
I know,
my hair not curled, curled.
Yeah.
You know, eyebrows unarched.
You need like the guy that Jeffree Star is dating.
Right, because in my house, I swear to God, I'm in the house in sweatpants. You think I'm a boy. I'm in the house in sweatpants, an oversized t-shirt. I'm in the house chilling, watching ID Channel or My 600 Pound Life.
600 like, Pound Life is so
it's
good.
It's so addictive. It's
I
the
know,
best show
that show
on
is
air.
It is. It's like, I'm just always fascinated because, you know, I've shared my documents and stories of gaining and
losing
weight.
I've seen more than your documents, Sarah.
Yeah, you've seen the whole thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, it's like, I'm just going to show you my
no!
boobs.
No! Oh,
yes,
my God, Sarah.
I know. Here it is, boob cyst and all.
What?
I keep feeling for this. This is the worst part, right? So I go last week
okay,
to my...
Okay, so where is it, Sarah? Let me feel it.
Yeah, feel it. Okay, wait. I can't even really feel it. Wait, keep feeling.
I don't know what I'm feeling.
Justin's like feeling my
what
boobs.
What am I touching, Sarah?
You're looking for like a pea-sized cyst.
I feel squishy.
You told me you had a cyst
right
on...
Here.
Oh, you found it? You
right
found
here.
It. Yeah.
I think I found it.
Yeah.
That's your nipple.
No, I think... Oh, that might be my nipple. Anyway, I can't even find it. You told me you had
Stuart, you're making her hard. Her nipples are getting hard for you.
Sarah, I'm a homosexual.
I know. I don't even care. Even if you were straight, I mean, what's a feel, you know?
No.
So if you guys have
oh,
had
your
a breast
nipples
cyst,
are like there, though.
If you've
can't.
Ever had a breast cyst, I really need your advice. I'm going for a mammogram on Friday, first one.
I've seen videos of it on YouTube.
The cyst?
No, breast.
The mammogram?
Mammograms, yeah. They take your breast
I hear
to
mixed
a machine.
Review.
And,
yeah, they like pancake it.
But you know what? Here, Sarah, this is my advice to you.
Okay.
Go with an open mind. And just know that what you're doing for your health is for you, and it's for your health.
Thank you.
You want to be the healthiest person you can be, because if you're not healthy, like Wendy Williams, you have to take off 3 weeks from work, and you miss being here mm-hmm. in the chair and doing what Sarah loves to do best, which is be Sarah, and it goes back to being authentically yourself. Boom. Y'all like how I did that whole circle? Yes!
And that is putting your foot in your mouth, kids. So if I can do
or
it.
Or Sarah, something else. Email,
well, I'm an equal opportunity sucker, really.
Wait, you are? Jesus. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm basically wearing all drugstore makeup today.
You look great.
And shout out to who I have my poet from WPGC gave me this lipstick. And this is from Mind Your Own Beauty. It is a black-owned makeup company. And this lipstick, I've been wearing this lipstick since Friday, and it is amazing. Like, amazing. I haven't worn any of their stuff until this weekend.
And now you love
shout
it.
Shout out to this lipstick, because this lipstick is the shit.
So look, we'll put up a list. Can we put up a list of
it's
all the makeup
nude
that
color.
You're wearing? Looks great. Looks really good on you.
Thank you.
Because people are asking for that. Tony Garrick is LOLing. This is hysterical. Alyssa says, oh my God. This totally threw me off. Everybody is dying. So look, you are
fabulous. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
They are. They're having the best time.
Because I have to be honest that I get a little nervous right before these like podcast interviews.
Really?
Because it's just like, oh my God, like,
No, you're doing such a, you're hysterical. Oh my God, everybody is loving it. Look, be sure to check out Justin. You need to follow
producer,
him.
Producer, at producer, like music producer, underscore Stewart, Stewart. On Instagram, Facebook is Justin Prince Stewart, because that's what they call me in high school, because I wore eyeliner. And Twitter is just producer Stewart.
Really quickly, because we didn't get to this. You're going to have to come back.
Okay, really quickly, because have like 1 minute.
How do I get myself on TV?
Oh, TV, email, book, just have a segment idea ready to go. Like if you're an artist, you're a model, you're somebody who just have an active visual segment idea that I can work with.
Okay.
Send your bio. Send basically a business proposal, a pitch to us, Fox 5, or wherever I am.
Right, and you
to me, talking to me about like, hi, this is my name, this is what I do, I would love to come on to talk about XYZ or to do XYZ. Like, you know, and then depending on the time and like how we could work it in, what we can do, like, you know, we bring Paul on. Paul has a book. We do chapters in his book.
Yes.
All the time about hair and makeup and clothing and how to do your closet. And I love meeting people out in the street or like at dinners and cocktail hours where we talk about different subjects. And I kind of like, ding, that's a segment idea. Boom. Like I was talking to Kenny Cass. Shout out to Kenny Cass. He's a great designer in D.C.
Yes, he's an amazing. I know him.
I've known him for 3 years. We were at a party, and we were just sitting there having cocktails talking. And he was like, oh, do you iron your clothes? We were like, yeah, we iron our clothes. He's like, oh, you should stop starching your clothes and just send them to the cleaners. And we kind of came up with this segment idea about what you should do to make your clothes last longer. 2 weeks later, he was on Fox. He did a whole segment at different talking points about how you should, like, what you should do to make your clothes last longer. Like, don't put starch on them. Do certain things in the cleaners. Ask them for non-starch only. Like, there were different talking points. But, like, this is relative to us. All of us need these different tips that we could try at home to make it work.
I love it. So if you're listening and you have a business, be sure to share this Facebook Live, share this Hey Fresh podcast.
Oh, so I can share this on my Facebook and be like, Mom, please. I talked about you personally on it. Oh my God, my mom hates me when I do this, but it's okay. She can be like, I
know you're a great story of, you know, because every family has issues. Every family has
like
things
the Kardashians.
That
they have a lot of issues.
Yes, they have tons. So yeah. They can.
But no, I
it.
Enjoy telling my story and telling and giving my testimony because there's one person out there who's probably either going through, one little gay black boy who's out there going through the same thing that I have went through. And they see me on TV, they see me on social media, and they're inspired by the journey and the things that I've done. People don't understand that I slept in my car in between like Best Buy when I had to work.
Yeah.
And I worked 2-3 jobs when I first started in TV to make up money because, of course, when you're a production assistant, you're not making a lot of
money.
But
yeah.
TV is my passion. It's my fuel. And so they don't understand I worked at Best Buy and Enterprise at the airport down to here. And I used to work at WJLA right down the street.
Yep.
And in between jobs, I would sleep in my car like 2-3 hours, then go to the next job and work there for like 4-5 hours and go home and wake up and do it all over again.
And that's what it's all about. It's about the hustle.
It's about hustling and grinding.
Hustling and grinding.
Say
oh my
it again,
God.
Sarah.
Hustling and grinding.
Cheers to hustling and grinding,
hustling
Sarah.
Hustling and grinding. Boom. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Someone is definitely buying a Casper mattress.
Yes, or
100%.
And doing it on it. Hopefully it's sturdy.
Oh my God, yes. Please, Casper.com/HeyFrage.
Casper.com.
Love you.
What's
you
the code?
So
Casper.com/HeyFrage.
Use code HeyFrage and you get $50.
You get your mattress, $50 off your mattress. Or was it 50% off? Which one was it?
You get $50 off.
$50 off your mattress.
Select mattresses, though.
Yes.
Select mattresses. All right, you guys. Bye, everybody.
Yes, we have wrapped.
Oh!